Hey everybody, a lot of you wanna work with VaynerMedia. Good news, we're hiring. We're hiring creators, specifically right now, and we'll keep updating this promo throughout the year. Video and design capable individuals. People that have good ideas and would know what to do if we needed to sell watermelon or bubble gum or soap or wine or sneakers. We're looking for video and image creators. Think about the stuff I put out on Instagram, that kind of stuff. Are you scrappy? Are you hungry? GaryVee.com/creators with an S. Go fill out the form. Please join our team at VaynerX because I think some of these people are going to go into 137. Some are going to go to Vayner Talent, mainly for VaynerMedia and maybe the occasional person for Team Gary V. If you want to join the VaynerX family, please go check out specifically right now for VaynerMedia, though we save the resumes and we move them around to GaryVee.com/creators with an S.
This is the Gary V audio experience.
Everybody else sucks too. Let me tell you about this dude. Tell that dude to come and see me because I'm going to fucking destroy his fucking insecurity. He's a piece of shit for doing that.
You got your perspective. I just want to be happy. Don't you want to be happy?
Hey, Gary.
What's good, bro?
I'm so excited right now.
It's good to have you here. What's your name?
I-King.
I-King. Great name.
So my question is about LinkedIn.
Okay.
I'll give you a little bit of context real quick before I go into that question.
Please.
So my background is my stepfather, he pulled me and my siblings out of school when we were really young, like 4 and 5 years old. He basically put this fear in us that everyone in the world was trying to kill us, that he's the only person that can protect us. Like, he's our guardian angel. He didn't let us go outside alone. Our lives ran like that. Huh?
It was some dark shit.
Yeah, some really, really dark stuff. And our lives ran like that until about, like, I was 22.
Wow. And then, sorry.
Yeah, thank you. So 22 comes, you know, police come in, arrest him, whatever. Then life begins, you know, and this is, you know, 4 years later, you know, you kind of got to grow up really fast. 18 years lost and, you know, no social interaction.
Not lost, I-King. Yeah. This is important. Perspective tweaks. Not lost. You know, not lost. Like, in a lot of ways, you've gained strengths that none of us will ever understand. In a lot of ways, you've been given insecurities and fears that none of us will understand. But just like Sean earlier with Tourette's, like, this is where people really make a huge mistake, in my opinion. They don't realize that their uniqueness is a strength. I, working through my entire adolescence, gave me incredible strengths that everybody can see. It also created shortcomings with certain parts of my relationship graph because I didn't mature in areas that everybody else did. You know, I think it's important to understand that I just want to make sure that you don't fully go into the place that so many have gone into, which will lead to unhappiness through your 80s, let alone your 20s. Okay. Not lost, just a different path.
Okay.
And some unique strengths that maybe we haven't haven't discovered or uncovered yet. Some unique strengths, my man.
Yeah, thank you.
Keep going.
Get my GED, go to a vocational school, get a job, doing that for 3 years as a medical assistant.
You didn't go to school, you were homeschooled?
Homeschooled technically, but no real course material or
just kept like in the house.
Basically.
Like jailed in the house, kept in cage.
Yeah, pretty much.
And how, like some of the shit that you see in the documentaries, right? Like that one documentary with those boys, like that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So what, yeah, the outside world for you was TV and did you even have TV and internet? Did he like cut that off?
It was only antenna, TV, cable was cut off, and then that was extremely regulated. So the only television was like Sesame Street, stuff like that, even as we grew up into, you know, our adolescent years.
Yeah. Intense shit, man. I have a lot of empathy for you. Keep going.
So I got my GED, driver's license, tried to adapt. Was medical assistant for 3 years, kind of got bored with that. Then I decided, you know, I was originally from South Jersey. Atlantic, I grew up Atlantic City.
Love it.
Inside of there. Yeah. So, I have family here in Florida. They have some great hearts. They're like, come down here if you ever, you know, want to, you know, change of pace and stuff like that. So I'm down here with them right now. I got into health insurance, selling health insurance. Little did I know the orange season for that passed. So I came in the off season. Then COVID hit, so definitely slowed things down. I'm working, you know, part-time job, getting a full-time job, and then at the same time trying to work on my health insurance because I know when open enrollment comes around, it's going to be great. Now, my question is, I created a LinkedIn profile, of course, so I can try and get into the professional world a little bit. And one gentleman that I had connected was, he was like, I'm very careful of who I let into my networks.
I'm already concerned. That's already a very bad statement.
Okay.
Keep going.
He was like, I'm very careful who I let into my network. And what else do you have to offer to me besides health insurance? What out of value can you bring to me? And it kind of hit me at a little bit. It really stopped me for a little bit that day. And I was like, I don't really have any other value. I went to his profile. He had a couple of different companies he worked for, different positions he held. If you went to a couple, like got a couple college degrees, well, and I'm like, so that was a kind of bit of my LinkedIn, my question about LinkedIn. I feel like I get intimidated with that.
Everybody else sucks too. Let me tell you about this dude. Tell that dude to come and see me, because I'm gonna fucking destroy his fucking insecurity. He's a piece of shit for doing that.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck what degrees he had or where he worked. Fuck that dude. It's not better than me. Yeah. Fuck him.
Okay.
That's tapping into the fucking insecurity of, oh, dude, that shit. I want to punch that fucking dude in the face.
Yeah.
Listen, you grew up in, first of all, the level of strength that you have is like fucking earth shattering. Do you actually understand the fact that you're this functional? Like, speaks to like an incredible, like you have, I promise you, I don't know that guy. I know you for 4 minutes. With every ounce of my soul, I know that you're 17 trillion times stronger than that dude. He has created an insecure framework and you have flourished out of garbage with pure strength.
Do you think
I'm wrong? Like when you hear that, are you like, yeah, Gary, or are you like, what do you mean? Or are you like, nah?
I tend to always put myself on the back burner, you know, because that's the way I was raised. Like, that's like my stepfather would be like, you're here to serve, you know, the only reason you're around is to serve me and to help me. And my priorities is what comes first.
But you know that. But you know that. You consciously, obviously it's your framework, but you know that's not true, right?
I know it's not true.
What you have to be careful to is you're going to gravitate towards it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether a partner in life, whether that business scenario, my fear for you is you're going to go towards that kind of situation.
Yeah. And I'm working hard to consciously try and recorrect that.
I can tell, which is why it's so fucking awesome.
Thank you.
You know, most people don't even realize they're doing it. Most people don't realize they're going into abusive relationships because that was the framework. They don't even see it. They don't have the tweak. You have it. You're so woke for such a young man and just so freshly out of that cocoon. It's actually incredibly inspiring to me.
Yeah, thank you.
You're actually a blessing. You know what you've done for me on this show? You've made all the fucking tens of thousands of other people that are watching this right now take a step back and stop complaining about that they aren't going to the gym as often as they used to. Like, you've put things in perspective for thousands of people right now who cry about what they had, or their parent didn't do this, or they didn't buy me a new car, or just fucking like pierced people through the fucking soul. Yeah, I think the tactical question about LinkedIn is garbage. The bigger question is, you're strong. Like, iKing's a good name for you. You kind of know you're strong, right?
I do see it sometimes. There and I acknowledge it, and then there are the times, of course, you know, you can't always acknowledge it and be at your strongest.
There's a part of you have siblings that were in that.
I do, yeah, three sisters.
And of course, I'm sure some of them are handling it differently than you have, right?
Yeah, we're all remarkably strong, I would say.
Interesting.
We're not all like knit tight like that. But we're all processing it differently.
Yeah, and some need, you know, like that would make sense to me. Like I even am sitting and trying to put myself in that scenario. I might go off and just be like, yo, I'm going to be like with me for a minute. You know, like that would make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good DNA. Thank God for that.
Yeah. For real. So I shouldn't let that bother me if I'm trying to put content out on LinkedIn, whether, you know, people want to question my credentials or anything like that.
Iking, the fact that you showed up in the episode that we established the hashtag everybody else sucks too,
I know,
is the greatest fucking thing of all time. Of course you shouldn't let it bother them. Remember this, there's only a very small group of people on LinkedIn that are on paper or in theory more successful than me. I'm telling you right to your fucking face as a human that you're the fucking man. So if you're gonna take other people's validations, there's only about a small group left on LinkedIn that can trump me, you know, in that status, what have you. So good news, you can tell the other 99% to go fuck themselves. There you go, there's a little gift. I'm telling you your face that you're the fucking guy, that I wanna be friends with you, that I'm like sitting here like, should I hire this dude? Like, I'm about you. So if you're in a framework where you take other people's opinions as value, which by the way, I don't think you should, fuck my opinion above you, people above below you. But if you're in that place, because we all go through it, next week when you feel it, be like, fuck this person. Gary Vee said I'm the best and they suck compared to Gary Vee. If that's what you want. My thing is, I want you to get real quiet. Talk about cutting out, you know, you unfortunately took, you know, it's so crazy. It's so emotional how I just got when you just said yes, sir, because I'm just like imagining your fucking life and it just fucking makes me want to rip that fucking person apart. On the flip side, I'm so grateful that you have the DNA of this level of strength. That would have broke so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, bro, you're good. You're real good. Like when you're your most down, please go back and watch this clip. Hear those words. Yeah. Hear them from somebody that fucking knows shit. I was blessed with fucking intuition juices that could be illegal one day. Like, you're good, bro. You're fucking good. Fuck that dude. The fucking audacity. He doesn't let people into his fucking LinkedIn. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Fucking loser. He's just a junior version of the fucking evil your stepdad tried to do.
Yeah.
Scared people do scared things.
It's true.
I feel bad for those two.
I know. That's something I've been hearing you say, and it's really changed my perspective a lot instead of being angry.
Bro,
having some empathy for them.
100%. They're broke as shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking broken. We're not broken. And you got time too. You got your whole fucking life.
I was feeling like I was behind because I heard you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you were like, oh, when I left my dad's wine store at 30 something and I built, VaynerMedia.
Colonel Sanders made a Kentucky Fried Chicken happen in his fucking 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
You're away and popped off at 40. Are you kidding me? Fuck me. I'm like one tiny example. There's unlimited. And by the way, back to success. How about the 63-year-old that fucking finally went to therapy and got happy? How about the 59-year-old that finally figured out, actually, my mom's a piece of shit, so fuck her. I'm not living for her validation anymore. I'm going to live like this. And at 64, got happy for 20 years and lived life instead of when 84 always fucked up in that scenario. Fuck me. There's millions out there doing it.
Yeah. Can I ask one more thing?
Yeah.
So I was listening to one of your 4Ds yesterday when I was at work. You had mentioned something that you can't grow a chest, you can't build a chest, and that's something that you never will be able to do because it's not your body type.
Actually, bro, honestly, it's starting to come in a little.
It's starting to come out.
It's starting. So, you know what's funny though? When you have no chest muscle,
uh-huh.
And I was like going at it for like 2 years. I'm like, oh, and of course I kind of knew because you see those thin boxers, they don't have the biggest chest, but like I logically knew I was being a little bit more tongue in cheek. But I'll tell you this, You fucking need that foundation. Like now it's growing exponentially because I can actually feel it because I have one. So my form is better because, you know, Jordan was like, I was doing this one thing. He's like, feel it. I'm like, what the fuck's he talking about? I don't know. Am I like doing it right? Like, so anyway, I was a little tongue in cheek with it.
Yeah. So my question was,
I don't know why this got weird. Maybe it was the way I said it. This man is not 40 years old. He's 22. What are you, 22? You said
26.
26. Which he looks great for 26, but nonetheless, keep going.
Yeah, so on my Instagram, I'm like fitness and health inclined. So, and lately what I've been doing is like tutorials on different exercises and stuff like that. I wanted to put up some chest specific tutorials. You as a tag up. You and Dustin Z.
Dustin, and then team, make sure. Gotcha.
And then I was hoping you can follow me at that point. I just don't want to ask for a follow. I want to provide something.
I appreciate you not asking for the follow, but you've earned it. With your incredible humanity here, Rise Body, I highly expect and desperately ask that this man's 409 becomes 4009 in the next 30 minutes. Boom, followed.
I started 296 today. I know you say don't not follow followers and likes, but.
Listen, don't let that be your affirmation, but yeah, bro, I like your chest. I see it, good shit.
Okay.
Listen to me. You're a fucking blessing. You can really help a lot of people, by the way. I would mix in some of your real life story into your content. You can help a lot of kids.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Good. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
You got it, King. Hey, everybody on YouTube. First of all, thank you so much. So humbled for your time. If you got some value out of that, there's plenty more where that came from. Feel free to check it out. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is Gary Has an Awesome Heart by LFG. I can't say enough about this man's intent to constantly help people in tough spots. I will forever be a Gary Vaynerchuk listener. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.